You are listening to Revolution Rock, and we just ended off Purpley Rain, our track for track different version of Purple Rain, originally done by Prince 40 years ago. This week it was released, became a number one record, became considered one of the greatest records of all time. One of those rare soundtracks that completely eclipses the film, because I know some people love that movie. It is pretty much trash. I'm just going to say that. Whoa. But I know, hot take. Sorry, all
those out
there.
You're not a fan of the movie, but you're a fan of the music.
I love the music. And
good thing we're playing the music.
It's a great thing we're playing the music. And what a rendition there. Probably nothing that you were expecting, that version of the title track Purple Rain as done by the Swedish band Teddy Bears. And I have a little story about Purple Rain.
Please.
Because some people have questioned, what the heck is that song about? What does it actually mean? And I actually have a quote from the Purple One himself talking about this. I quote, "When there's blood in the sky, red and blue equals purple. Purple rain pertains to the end of the world and being with the one you love and letting your faith guide you through the purple rain." So there's kind of like a spiritual element to it. There's this idea of it being like the end of a world and transitioning to something else. So it's a great song just about, I think, becoming someone else, which does tie in with the movie, which, as I said, I'm not a huge fan of, but it does go with that theme. And I think with the rest of the record, which is about this story of someone who is going through these relationships, they're making discoveries about themselves, their identity, and in the end, they come through the purple rain to really understand who they are. And what a great metaphor that is for Prince himself at this point of his career.
Yeah, and before that, we actually heard a really rough sounding demo of one of the songs that was on the album, a 1981 demo for the song Baby I'm a Star. Now, we talked about this. I don't know if we talked about it on air, though. Prince didn't really do demos. He just kind of made them up in the studio, I feel. Like, he probably had the idea, but, like, I don't think he went through the process of making a demo, because usually he would just record them himself.
Yes, in fact, I think we talked about this when we celebrated an anniversary from Dirty Mind, his 81 record, where they originally were demos, and then he was just so satisfied with them, he said, let's just release them. And there hasn't been a lot of demos tracked that have been released. In fact, a lot of the demo tracks were basically reused and repurposed into things that would go on the albums proper. So this one's interesting too, because I did mention Dirty Mind in 81, so that goes back to that time frame when he was working on it. So this song from Purple Rain was long within gestations, which is incredible to hear. A very rough version taken off of a bootleg called The Works Volume 1. Kind of hard to come across now, but you know, definitely something where if you want to look into the nitty-gritty, the Prince songs that have not reached the surface of the earth yet, they're kind of laying underneath the toil of a cave.
There's more out there, but it's just not available.
There's a ton. You know, apparently there are thousands of hours of Prince recordings within his archives that people, his estate, are just not sure if they're going to be released, how they would be released. It would be interesting, though, to unearth a lot of these tracks around Purple Rain. And here, there was a deluxe edition of Purple Rain, I swear I can talk, that was released a few years ago, yeah. And it was really cool because it came with a full live concert and a number of B-sides and tracks recorded alongside these songs, but not a lot of demos. We'll see if the future holds any of those demos for official release coming up.
Wasn't there an album, though, that he put out of, like, alternate versions, demos, outtakes?
There was some stuff like that, but yeah. Nothing that really captured much from Purple Rain. There was a 10-minute version, though, apparently, of this song at one point, which was basically what you heard on the album, but truncated for the album release, and then there was just a longer edition later on. But that is available commercially, so people can track that. I decided not to play the 10-minute version of the song on this show.
That's okay.
So, yeah, you're welcome.
It was your selection, so it was your choice.
Yes, it certainly was. Just as my choice was what we heard before that. We heard from Lucy Dacus from I Would Die For You, the single that she released in 2015. Mm-hmm. Of course, a very kind of slow and folky version of that, again showing the breadth of influence Prince can have and the ways his songs can be interpreted. We've heard jazz, we've heard indie rock, we've heard soul, we've heard electronica, jazz I've mentioned already, but here we have folk. So many ways that his songs can be interpreted and they make perfect sense.
And then we started off with...
Oh, The Pursuit of Happiness, probably the best-known song on the record, When Doves Cry, and that's taken from their greatest hit compilation, When We Ruled.
All right, and that was, I guess, our reimagined version of Purple Rain with covers, for the most part.
Yeah, for the most part. You know what? It's a really good record, and obviously I don't think it needs our endorsement. Definitely stand the test of time.
Well, the singles alone... When Doves Cry, I Would Die for You, Purple Rain.
Like, yeah, people know these songs, but I do think it's important to consider the breadth of influence an album like this has. You know, I think after a while, when an album becomes really big and an artist becomes so ubiquitous, it's really easy just to take it for granted. It's a great record. And I think it was one of those records I sat on for years because it was just always around and I never thought much of it until I actually dived in and I realized there was so much more to it than I had originally envisioned, and I did take it for granted. And when you hear versions like this and you hear different interpretations of the songs, I think it really opens your eyes to the possibilities that all these songs had, and the arrangements and the just great melodies within there as well, and just how weird a lot of them were. And that's something that always stuck with me.
Purpley Rain,
and we're getting away from that delicious Purple Rain to a delicious Vice, because that's the name of the latest record from Kid Congo Powers and the Pink Monkey Birds, That Delicious Vice. It's released this year, and we're going to hear a track from it, East of East.
Yeah, it's an instrumental that starts off the record. We're also going to hear, well, I think for the most part, it's all new stuff in this set. We're going to hear brand new music also from Habibi. This is a band that in 2013 put out a really great kind of like garage record, and then they didn't put anything out for a while. In the last several years, they've started releasing music again, and it's been quite good. And to be honest, I was like, oh, there's a new album. This album, for the most part, with the exception of this one song, is very synth heavy. Mm. A lot of the songs are longer. This one's very fuzz heavy, and it's very fuzzy and garagey. So we're gonna hear that one. The other ones are good too, but I feel like this one just kind of stuck out, and it's gonna fit within this set. We're also going to hear brand new music from Eyeball. This is a band, recording project based out of Toronto featuring Jesse Fellows, who's originally from Windsor, used to play in a bunch of bands, including Blurt. So we're going to hear one of these songs. He put out another two-track single called Listen Plus Mood Piece. We're going to hear Mood Piece, and there is a forthcoming album coming as well. We'll hear more from that as it develops. We're also going to hear brand new music from X. They have a new album coming out called Smoke and Fiction, and it's supposed to be their last album, coinciding with their last tour.
And they will have a stop in Detroit as well, so yes, people will actually have an opportunity to see them if you haven't seen them yet. They are a great live act. They're going to be performing in Detroit on July 16th at the Masonic Temple.
Yes, and then we're also going to hear another single from a new release coming out from Dion Lunadin, who's no stranger to this show. He has a new EP out called Memory Burn. It's not out yet, but he is playing July 6th at the Logger House in Detroit, so that's next weekend. So check that out. He hasn't been through Detroit in quite some time. So we're going to get started here. This is Kid Congo and the Pink Monkey Birds with East of East on Revolution Rock. You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. We just came back from that set with a couple noisy short punk rock songs, including that last one, which was from the band Chain Whip. We heard something from their release Call of the Knife called Class Decay. Before that, we heard music from a band we've played many times on the show from Hamilton, Ontario. But we can't say their band name.
It's the Golden Essers, our good old boys and Golden Essers. We heard something from their self-titled record called City of Doom. And prior to that, we heard some music from Dion Lunadin, who will be performing very soon. In fact, just next week at the Logger House over in Detroit on July 6th. We heard something from a forthcoming EP that's going to be released very soon. The EP is titled Memory Burn, and we heard the song Zenith Forever.
Prior to that, we heard brand new music from a legendary punk band from LA, X. And we heard the first single from their forthcoming album, which is going to be released at the end of August, called Smoke and Fiction. It's called Big Black X. That was the song. And they're also on tour. This is going to be their final tour and their final album. That's what they're telling us. And they're playing at the Masonic Temple in Detroit on the 16th of July, which is not too far from now. And that song was quite good. We've seen X live, and we actually had a chance to speak with John Doe in the past, and even the drummer, DJ Bromebreak. So we recommend seeing X if you can.
They are an intense live act. Fantastic. And I think even with all the other great bands that opened up for them, they still blew everyone out of the water. It's amazing to see these people who are maybe, I don't want to say twice my age, but you know, maybe a quarter plus my age, still having more energy and anger than any time in my life. It's an incredibly intense show. Do yourself a favor and check it out. And we had another kind of anniversary before that, a 10th anniversary for an EP by this LA band, which we played, called LA Drugs.
Yeah, this came my way, and they had a... It was kind of an EP, and it came out 10 years ago. It was called Outside Place. It's a mix of kind of like Ramones-style punk with some power pop, and of course they're from LA. We heard the track All the Time. And you can purchase that now via their Bandcamp page, LA Drugs. Drugs is spelled with a Z.
With a Z.
Zed.
As it should be.
And